Well, even though in many parts of the country we already have started this year's harvest, later today, the USDA will upgrade their planted acres report, something that ag economist Darrell Good feels is very important if we really are going to get a good handle on what our ending stocks are going to be.
That report will influence expectations for the acreage estimates in the October crop production report. Without a change in the yield forecast, prospects for 2013 marketing year ending stocks below 1.5 billion bushels would require NAS to lower the harvested acreage estimate by more than 2 million acres. Such a large reduction seems unlikely.
Right now, the USDA is calling for a carryover of about 1.8 billion bushels for the fall of 2014, giving us a price average of about $4.25 to $4.50 a bushel. On the soybean front, Good has a different perspective.
My expectation is that the yield and production number will get smaller in October, the balance sheet will get tighter, and that the average marketing year farm price will be near the upper end of the price range that the USDA has projected, $11.50 to $13.50, certainly in the upper half of that range, with a real possibility that we would see prices kind of reach their highest levels in October as we confirm a smaller crop, and then moving slightly lower as we go through the marketing year.
Well, weather continues to dominate our conversation when we talk about the maturity of this year's crop. The latest report from USDA's meteorologist Brad Rippey is that warm weather in late August and early September has helped push our corn crop forward.
We have seen almost one quarter of the U.S. corn, 22%, reach full maturity by September 15th. Full maturity ranges from just 5% of the corn in Minnesota to 43% in Missouri. Corn harvested 4% by September 15th, 5-year average 10%, and last year 24%.
But even though the maturity of the crop has improved, that doesn't mean the quality of the crop has.
Now 53% good to excellent, 18% very poor to poor.
Rippey also gave the status report for the soybeans, and again, weather has played a big influence.
Soybeans dropping leaves, a little over a quarter of the crop by September 15th, 26%. 5-year average is 35%, last year 54%. And like corn, soybean condition continues to decline. 50%, one-half of the soybeans are in good to excellent condition. 18% very poor to poor, topping the nation with 31% very poor to poor. Missouri, Iowa 29%, Wisconsin 28% very poor to poor.
Well, looking at our current commodity prices, they are lower this morning with December corn at $4.57 a bushel, March $4.69 and 0.25 cents. Beans took a big hit yesterday, November dropping 33.25 cents to $13.48 and 0.25 cents. Jan beans down 31.5 to also price at $13.48 and 0.25 cents per bushel. December wheat dropped fractionally to $6.40 and 0.75 cents per bushel. Class 3 prices lower for the rest of this calendar year. September now down to $18.13. October drops $39 to $17.80. November off $21 to $17.56 in December. Now sits at $16.96. Your cheese and butter market also lower after Monday's trade. Barrels $1.79 a pound, blocks $1.82, and AA butter drops a penny to $1.52. Livestock fed cattle market steady. Choice beef steers and heifers to $1.19. Holstein steers 96 to 108. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 76 to 92. Most of the slaughter cows 58 to 75. Replacement bull calves 80 to 175. Heifer calves 60 to 150. Barrels and gilts 68 and down. Feeder pigs 40 through 60 pounders 40 to 65. Feeder lambs 120 and down. Market lambs 118 and down. And that is your lowdown on agriculture prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.